This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live right now from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, Tomorrow's News Tonight. And this is the weekend edition, broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, helping keep America free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Get in the chat room and converse with all the people that are in there. And we're going to say hello to some people here in just a second. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. I got to say hello to some people because we got a lot of early visitors to us in the chat room right now. Got to say hello to Eddie out in Reno, Karen here in the Tampa Bay area. Hello to Tammy, our friend in the Tampa Bay area. By the way, she's got a Tampa Bay, what is it called? Tampa Bay Mask Project. There we go. But she's making a bunch of masks for first responders and nurses and whatnot. And Maria, Germany's in there. Wow. Amanda's in there. Susan's in there. Peter is in there. Let's see. Who else is in there? Terry up in Nashville's in there. Richard DeMarine out in Oregon's in there. Al from Nebraska just came chiming in. But, of course, we can always tell Maria's there because she puts that little Snoopy dog with the ears up, right?
That's right. And, yeah, did you mention Wally? Wally's in there, too.
Oh, yeah, Wally. Okay, I forgot about Wally. All right. And sorry about that, Wally, but I didn't see you. All right. Now, let's start with the obvious story. Who's going to be number one, Kyle, when they get the country going again? Who's going to be number one?
Well, right now, Captain, it looks like it's going to be the Lone Star State, Texas.
Yeah, and we did hear that yesterday. They've got a very set plan as to how they're going to do this, and I think they're going to open up partially, not totally, but partially next week.
That's correct, Captain. It looks like at least by Monday, certain areas will start opening up, namely parks, we understand. Also, we understand that hospitals will then be permitted as of about next Wednesday, that's the plan, to begin permitting elective surgeries to resume. But that's if they can maintain the COVID-19 capacity that they would need to have if there were any new cases. They need to reserve 25% of their beds for the infected, and they have to maintain all these different protocols. Then, next Friday will be when the retailers can start to reopen, but they're going to have to be able to deliver goods directly to homes, according to the reports that we have.
All righty. And, of course, good for Texas. I mean, they're the biggest and the best, so they might as well be number one. We'll let them be number one. They can get out there and lead the way for all the rest of us. Now, we had some protests going on yesterday, and the one I'm going to speak about in particular was the one in Minnesota. And they were around the governor's mansion in Minnesota protesting and had their signs up and, you know, doing their shouting and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And the president put out a tweet. And in the tweet, he ripped the Democratic governors that were out there, and he sent out calls to the liberal states and told them to open their states. Well, guess what? The governor of Minnesota, about 15 minutes after the people showed up and the president put that tweet out there, he took some actions to open up the state.
Well, that's right, and one of the tweets I think President Trump put out was "Liberate Minnesota,"
right?
The same as "Liberate Michigan," basically. And I think, Captain, that what these protests are about, and you know, there's been some vilification in the media about President Trump even beginning to praise those who went out to exercise their constitutional right to protest against what they see as a governmental overreach. I think it's important to point out that the people who are protesting are not simply saying, you know, there is no reason to be cautious and all this,
okay,
but they are simply saying, look, you've gone too far.
And I just got a direct message from another listener just chimed in from Maryland. We got Buddy in Maryland listening to us, and he sent me a direct message instead of going in the chat room. Buddy, it's not that hard to get in the chat room if you want to go in there. It's called the Captain's Group, and it's over in the right tab there where it says groups. You look up the groups, it's called the Captain's Group. Just get in there, and I'll get a request that you want to get in there, and I'll let you in there. So there you go. Either that or I might do it, see if I can do it during the break here. But Buddy in Maryland, so we got quite a little group going there right now.
Sounds good. Excellent. Welcome,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, welcome, buddy. Yeah, welcome, buddy. you know, the more we keep hearing about Wuhan, China, and the things that are going on there, nobody really knows what to believe, because I don't know if you're aware of this, Kyle, but yesterday they raised the death toll in Wuhan, China by 50%.
Well, first of all, that is a terrible, terrible thing to know that unfortunately, Captain, our suspicions about what the Chinese government was covering up and lying about was for real. I wish we could have been wrong on that one.
All right.
But it looks like they are raising that estimate.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come right back more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And if you want to opine and get involved in this, 877-969-8600 is the number. 877-969-8600. And by the way, going to talk about Joe Biden. He had a primetime interview on CNN, and he looked bad. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren and callers too. And this portion is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with any type of pain, nagging pain, and boy, I know lots of people that have got it besides me, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, just general muscles or pain in general, let's give you an idea and a way to get out of it. It's called the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and there's a little logo link there with a little pictorial that'll tell you all about the product, what's in it. It's all natural ingredients. There are no narcotics in it, and it works. All I can tell you is it works. I've been on it for 4 years, and it works for me. So, the 3-Week Quick Start. It costs $19.95. You'll have it in about 2 to 3 days, and then you'll be well on your way to getting out of pain. Now, again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to go right to the phone lines. We've got Ian on the telephone line right now, and I know Ian's always got some interesting stuff to say, so good morning to you, Ian, and what's on your mind?
Well, I've got three quick comments. Number one comment is, since repetition is the father of learning, I'm going to repeat myself. Me, you, the professor, Denise Simon, and Eric and Seminole were the only ones talking about this way back between Christmas and New Year's, right, in January. Okay?
Right.
Now, having said that, China conducted, as far as I'm concerned, germ warfare, biological warfare, and a crime against, not China, not the Chinese people, the Chinese Communist Party,
right,
more precise,
yep,
conducted germ warfare, biological warfare, and a crime against humanity, against everybody on this planet, and they need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you one other thing. While we're talking about China,
mm-hmm,
bubonic plague, the Black Death, all these other diseases, look where they all came from. China. Because you know what China used to do thousands of years ago before they had gunpowder? When you used to lay siege to cities, when we lived in walled cities, they used to get dead bodies of animals and people and catapult them into the cities above the walls, and that's what spread the disease. This is nothing new. This is China reverting to their ancient practices. They've been around for 5,000 years. This is nothing new. You know, they say the wages of sin are death. I say the wages of globalism and trading with China is COVID-19. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. And he's got a lot of merit to that one there, Kyle.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, as they're investigating this, and there's a full-blown investigation.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, trying to figure out exactly what the origins of this was. Now, what we're hearing is that so far, at least they're not saying, and this is, I think we put it in that category, they're not saying really that definitively this is not, some kind of engineered thing, but they've got to be thorough, and no matter what, well, number one, if it was an engineered virus that they sent it us, that's a huge problem. That's an act of war. But if this got out simply because they were sloppy and lazy and don't know what they're doing, that's also terrible because of the people that have gotten sick and died, and then the trillions in loss across the global economy. China has to have some kind of restitution in this, and it's not going to be pretty, and they're going to resist that, Captain, to the nth degree, and things could get pretty, pretty choppy from here on in.
Yeah, and I want to say something to Buddy in Maryland. Buddy, I just put you in the chat room. You're in the Captain's group right now, and all you got to do is go over and look up the let's see, is that him right there? All right, that's Terry. All right, all you got to do is go over there, and you'll see a message. It should have come to you telling you that you'd been added to the group. But anyway, getting back to where we were, there is so much that we're going to find out. We're already finding out things, and like Ian said, we were talking about this back November, December, and all that when it first came out. And by the way, that was at a time when I don't know if it was Israel. I guess it was Israel. We were conversing with Israel because Israel, once again, being the friends that they are, you know, the Mossad, they're always able to find out stuff.
Right.
They found out stuff about this possible pandemic that was coming out of China and what was going on there, and that it might be headed our way as well as Israel's way. And they warned us. They actually warned us.
Exactly. And again, even at that time, you know, we see China engaging, as I understand, with literally going around and getting all kinds of PPE equipment from other countries and just really just stockpiling all that stuff. They knew something horrible was happening in Wuhan.
Yeah. Now, the problem was our intel community, and I think at that time we still had some of the old guard in there from the Obama holdover guys.
Right.
They sat on this. They didn't do anything.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, and as we see how this sort of began to ramp up, we had bad information. The WHO is abominable. They bear a lot of mm-hmm. responsibility in this, too.
All right, now we've got the Professor Emeritus calling in on the line. The professor with the Professor Emeritus, Dan the Man. Dan the Man, what's going on?
Well, I just heard Ian,
uh-huh.
You and Kyle talk. If they don't give us the answers we want, they being the Chinese,
mm-hmm.
Specifically the Chinese Communist Party,
mm-hmm.
we just cancel out the bonds that they have bought.
Right. We don't owe them a dime.
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. But as far a lot of Americans never been to China. It, you know, on the surface, it looks like a modern country. Out of this world architecture,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of this stuff went up overnight. Some of these buildings, after 3 years, are falling apart. The siding is falling. I mean, huge buildings. Mm-hmm. Elevators drop to the basement every day. They don't know how to construct anything. You know, it's all looks. This virus, it predates even December. This goes back to October, mm-hmm. at least. I wouldn't want to be patient zero and be named, even if it was an accident. You'd be like Mrs. O'Leary and her cow that started the Chicago fire. the whole world would hate you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, their electrical grid is primitive at best. Wuhan, the correct pronunciation of the word is Wuhan.
Okay.
It had blackouts all last summer. And a lot of that went into that biological warfare lab out there. And that's what it is,
mm-hmm.
a biological warfare and lab. And if China lost 100 million people on anything, be it a virus or some other disease or an accidental nuclear explosion, they wouldn't even miss 100 million people.
Well, they claim they lost 50% more on what they did. That came out yesterday.
You know, something... In New York, there has to be something else because you look at these numbers.
Yeah.
How is it that New York has more than any city in the world? And some of the people, some of the countries are very sophisticated, are very transparent, be it Japan, be it India, Britain, Israel. I don't know. Part of New York, I think, if anybody died during this period, they just hung the
well, there you go. There you go. There you go. I think that's it. And Kyle, we were talking about that yesterday. Remember that they were souping up the death rate over there because they weren't categorizing. It was just anybody that died.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, anyway, Americans just don't know enough about China, and I never could figure that out because they're for a while. You know, they're going to be our number one adversary for a while, for a long time to come. You know, Gordon Chang, you talked about him the other day.
Yeah.
Great scholar. Love him. But he's always predicting the collapse of it, and I don't see it.
No.
It's going to come down to this. Either China survives and the Communist Party fails and disintegrates, or China disintegrates and the Communist Party survives.
We owe them
one or the other.
We owe them somewhere around $2 trillion. That's the national debt, right, with them?
Right, a little over that.
I say we just write it off and say, okay, paid in full what you guys did to us, and by the way, you're going to owe us more.
And we're going to have to adopt a Japanese policy. Japan is now subsidizing Japanese companies to come back to Japan from China, and we're going to have to do the same thing. That's why I hope Trump wins re-election, because I don't see Biden doing any of it.
Okay, well, Dan, we got to run here. Break's coming up, but thanks very much for another great call, and you have yourself a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus up there. And Kyle, everything that he said, again, makes perfect sense.
Well, sure. That's right. There's a huge sort of paper tiger here going on because looks are important to the communist regime. They want to put out this face to the world that look how wonderful and look how great and industrious all these things. But he's right. There's a lot of
okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'll be right back right after this break. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do it? Why should I do it?
Hey, get off the phone!
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued their clash over whether the federal government has done enough to assist the state, one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. During his news conference, a reporter read a tweet from the president saying, Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds you didn't need or even use. After hearing that, Governor Cuomo had this response.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego, if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job.
Cuomo also said, we'll show gratitude. How many times do you want me to say thank you? I'm already saying thank you for doing your job. That's your role as president. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who happens to be on my telephone right now. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico is a company that I have not only my car insurance through, but also my homeowner's insurance. And as a result, I get a bundled rate, which is lower than what it would normally be. And because I'm a safe driver, that's the knocking on the wood right there, I get another discount. So you can have all that, too, and probably save yourself a bundle of money. All you got to do is go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your information, get a quote right there off the web, see what it is they can do for you. If you want to get your homeowner's insurance taken with them, you can do that too. And then they'll give you a bundle rate, and it'll be even cheaper than what I told you, or you know, what they told you to begin with. But here's the thing. Geico right now is giving a discount, a rebate back to all of their customers who have had policies or policy renewals from April 8th to October the 7th. It's going to be 15% everybody's getting back because obviously nobody's driving as much right now. So as a result, they're giving money back, and that's what another insurance company did, I believe, was State Farm. So if you've got a car or a truck or a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat, an RV, a Sea-Doo, a Ski-Doo, check them out, see what they can do for you. And don't forget, see what they can do in your homeowners and renters insurance, too. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, Nancy Pelosi, and I mean, I heard her say this. She was on some sort of interview because she's on a vacation right now. Right?
Right, yeah, she's vacationing.
Yeah, and she was on some sort of interview, and I want to say it was Rachel Maddow, but it might have been another one, but it was MSNBC. And I saw the clip of it on Fox, and she was flaunting her personal wealth and how she just couldn't understand how these small business people had to have this money because they should have saved some money while they were doing their business. And she couldn't understand it because she had been able to save a lot of money. Well, yeah, with her shady deals or underhanded top secret stuff that nobody else can figure out, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, Captain, I think we could just call her Nancy Antoinette, and she would tell people, let them eat ice cream, I guess, you know. And so, because, again, what this demonstrates is the disconnect. There's just a disconnect in many ways from the Democrat elite to actual people who run actual businesses or have actual jobs. But Donald Trump, on the other hand, has spent his entire life working with people who work on the job sites and so forth. Donald Trump can talk to the billionaires, but he can also talk to the electricians who's putting in the electricity in his building. And so Donald Trump understands that people are working for a living. And a lot of people can't save up vast sums of money the way Nancy Pelosi evidently can, or make these deals, like you say. And when you turn off the economy, they lose their job, and it's really bad. So it's just a demonstration of the disconnect. And again, these campaign commercials just write themselves for Donald Trump at this point.
Well, the one big thing about Nancy Pelosi, and the people in San Francisco know this and they remember this, south of the San Francisco International Airport, there was a very large wetland down in there. And she went to work for her husband's firm, who wanted to buy that property to develop it and make it into condos. And she got the variance in there to get the wetlands designation lifted so that her husband's firm could buy that, develop that. And he personally made $25 million. Dollars on a project.
Yeah, well, I guess it's but again, we destroyed wetlands in the same project.
And that was over 20 years ago when he did it. I remember it. It was a big stink. It was about the time I came on the radio. Everybody was yelling and screaming about it, and they couldn't do a damn thing about it.
Exactly. But again, this is where the people across the highways and byways, Captain, they say, you know, these people are not in tune. It was just as bad back in the day when former President George H.W. Bush wasn't aware of the price of milk or that kind of thing going to the grocery store. That spoke to people, and that was that was a huge problem.
Now, California yesterday had demonstrations of their own out there, set your people free, right?
That's right. There was a demonstration in Orange County and Huntington Beach. A lot of people will know that as Surf City. USA is kind of their little moniker.
But the girls go rollerblading up and down the sidewalk with the bikinis.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, it's, and they have the pier that goes out and so forth there. It's a wonderful place. There was about 100 to 200 people from what we understand, but they were pretty much saying, yeah, we got a free California here and get us back to work, Governor Newsom, basically. But these things are popping up because people, they're saying, look, you know, we've got to find some responsible way to get back so we can earn a living big time.
And, we're hearing from Sally, over in Plano, Texas. Let's see here. She's talking, I think, about Nancy Pelosi here. Let me see real quick. I just went over to open up what she had to say. But Sally's over in Plano. She's the one who gives us the gas reports over there when we talk about it. And by the way, I am going to mention oil here in just a second, but I'm waiting for this to open. Oil, Kyle, you want to talk about the bottom dropping out of oil?
Mm-hmm.
$18.27 a barrel yesterday for West Texas crude.
Yes, that's right. And even here in Southern California, I paid $2.77 in my area, and that's very low compared to what it usually would be. So we are seeing some effects, you know.
Okay, here's what Sally said. She says, "Captain Pelosi has a freezer full of ice cream, but Trump only gets two scoops of it."
That's right, because he got the extra scoop, you know, that one time. That was a big news story,
Yeah, that is true. But again, going back to oil, West Texas crude is down to $18.27 a barrel, dropped another 8.7% yesterday. West Texas crude. Brent crude is up to $28.08, went up slightly yesterday, and the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery without the taxes added into it, 71 cents a gallon. So the cheap gas is here for a while. By the way, the futures in oil right now, $21 a barrel.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And it's there's going to be some fracking companies that are going to go by the wayside. It's invariable, and they're going to have to turn around and refinance again at the lower price of oil. I know at one time the oil was up around $75 or $80 a barrel when they came in, and then when it went up to like $100 a barrel, they were all doing well, and then it dropped down to $40 and $50, and they had to refinance, and some companies changed hands and all that. Now that it's down to this level, it's going to happen again.
Well, exactly right, and it does make me think, though, Captain, I think you're going to see President Trump give some kind of good constructive advice on this rather than simply saying, everybody go learn to code with computers, or some other thing that the Democrats have said in the past when the bottom dropped out of particular industry.
By the way, have you seen the Jack Daniels hand sanitizer?
I think so. I think I've seen it posted like on Facebook or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to show up right now. Jack Daniels. It's kind of like, it looks like a little Jack Daniels bottle, but it's hand sanitizer.
I know. I love it.
Yep. So there you go. And they're in the hand sanitizing business right now. And a lot of people are stepping up doing a lot of different things. Companies making masks, individuals making masks. Plus they've got the garb that they're wearing, Nine Line Apparel. Is taking the material that they have over there, and they're making it into the medical garb that they have to have. Okay. Oh, okay. Now, Sally's telling us it's $1.15 in Plano at the Sam's Club and at Costco, $1.15 a gallon. That's pretty good.
That is really good. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned about making the masks. One of the through lines that I've noticed on some of these reports that I see about some of these companies that retool, there's a T-shirt company here in Southern California that's now making masks. They're going to be giving them away to a lot of people and then selling them for a very nominal fee after that. But they're making almost 100,000 a day. But one of the through lines that I hear from some of these different manufacturers is, we want to give back. You know, they may have even come to the country and started a business, and they say, this great country, we want to help.
Well, my friend Karen and I are going to wear our decorated masks the next time we see each other. I'm going to have my American flag mask, and she's going to have her sequined or whatever that is that they do with the, they've got some sort of blue jeans, with blue jeans and dye, I don't know, it's diamonds and jeans or something like that. So there you go. But hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. That snow went off into New York and New England, and it's going away, but we got some cold weather, and got another one coming in off the Pacific. Here we go. Can't get away from it. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition rolls on.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway by Road Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center nearest you and the Flying J Truck Stop, too, America's largest truck stop chain, and we're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. something wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. He's out there rooster cruising along somewhere in the United States of America. That song is an oldie but goodie. A lot of truckers know that from over the years. This portion of the program, as I said, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Well, here we go. We have got another outbreak of severe thunderstorms this weekend across the southern United States, Sunday, later today, and then Sunday, and then into Sunday night and Monday. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, Alabama and Georgia, the bullseye is on you for some really bad storms, and it could be some severe tornadoes too. So these severe storms will contain potentially damaging winds, large hail, tornadoes, heavy rainfall, flooding will also be an issue across the region, mainly from Mississippi to South Carolina, especially through Alabama and Georgia. And again, you need to review your emergency plans and make your plans to hunker down and all that stuff. Be familiar with your surroundings. If you get a tornado warning, again, a lot of people survive. We keep hearing the stories all the time. If you don't have a basement to go into, then they're going into the bathtubs and the bathrooms. And believe it or not, that does work, and it could save your life. So you need to pay attention this weekend across the Deep South, in particular in Alabama and Georgia, where it looks like as if we're going to have a big flare-up of big-time tornadoes again. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. And this comes just about a week later, really, from the April 11th tornadoes that we saw, and 34 people across six states have lost their lives. But you're right, getting ready to hunker down. We understand the Red Cross is also trying to help out, as they always do, but they also have to help practice the social distancing. That complicates matters, but they're trying to also help people find shelter in places like hotels.
Let me tell you a little story. There's no social distancing when you come to rescuing people when their houses are blown away.
Well, exactly.
It does not happen. I'm sorry. They can dream all they want. But it is what it is. The first responders will do their job. But again, on top of everything else that's going on, we don't need this. But, you know, just be advised, there is some really bad weather cranking up again for Alabama and Georgia, from Mississippi all the way to South Carolina all weekend long. And it's been pretty warm in those areas. And that's part of it, because right above it, Kyle, the eastern part of, let's see here, the eastern part of Kansas, the eastern third, and across Missouri, most of Missouri, and across southern Illinois, halfway up through Illinois, halfway through Indiana, the western part of Pennsylvania, the western parts of Kentucky, the northern part of Tennessee, and parts of Arkansas, you've got some really cold, unseasonable temperatures coming across with freeze and frost warnings, and that's what's going on. You got the warm versus the cold.
Exactly right, and we've been watching this cold snap and so forth for some time, and we've been seeing this narrow band of snow and bad weather going through that part of the Midwest as we've been talking about all week.
Yeah, and speaking of snow, last hour there was nothing in Montana. Well, tonight, right now, 4th of July, yep, up there on top of the rock, 4th of July, it's snowing up there. Nothing serious yet, but it is snowing up there on top of 4th of July, so be advised if you're going to Seattle, you're going to have that. And the snow that came across the country, this is weird, about a 60-mile stretch across I-90, central New York, from about I-81, Syracuse, down to the Pennsylvania line, just down over Pennsylvania, down towards Scranton, straight across I-84 over into Connecticut, and then straight across into Massachusetts and up into the southern part of New Hampshire. It's about a 60-mile wide swath of snow from central New York all the way to the Atlantic Ocean right now.
Exactly right. That's right.
Yep, so weird weather going on, and that system is going to be pulling off
today, and it'll be ending as we speak, probably by daylight, and then things will get a lot better for them, too. But it's just going to be one of those wacky weekends.
I know, precisely. We're even here in California, we're getting just some drizzles might come through, but then we expect, and the Southern California area to start heating up pretty good as next week comes along.
All right, now let me just remind everybody that your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And remember, Pilot Travel Centers, you can find an Arby's, you can find a full-service Dairy Queen, you can find a McDonald's, a Wendy's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, I just told Kyle and got him hungry. That's where I'm headed on the way home. I'm going to stop by Dunkin' Donuts. And then the Flying J's, of course, you got the sit-down Denny's and Huddle House and Most Southwest Grill. Now, some of these states, Kyle, when they open up, they're going to be able to have their restaurants open again, but I understand it's going to be a capacity thing. They'll have to have them scattered. They'll have to have the tables 6 feet apart, and you can only put like half the people at the table you normally would, and they're cutting down the size of the restaurant space from, if it's like 150, they're going to cut it in half. If it's like 50, they're going to cut that in half.
Exactly, and this sort of tracks with the guidelines that were released by the White House earlier. Exactly.
Yeah, and then it's up to each state as to how they want to do it. Some states are going to go no more than 10 people at a time, but we'll see how that goes. To finish off things here, I don't watch Bill Maher on television. Is he on HBO?
He has a program on HBO, yes.
Well, apparently Congressman Dan Crenshaw, he's the congressman from Texas that's got the eye patch.
Right.
Matter of fact, they called him Moshe Dayan.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. He and Maher got into it. They were. He was on his television show, and I didn't see it. I don't watch it. Don't know. But apparently, last night they got into it pretty good, arguing over President Trump's response to the coronavirus problem in the country. And Maher was trying to say that Trump had blown it and he didn't do it in time and he wasn't this and he wasn't that. And Crenshaw was telling things that Maher, either didn't want to believe or knew and didn't want to accept. And he did everything but call him a liar.
Well, exactly. You know, Bill Maher can be kind of a mixed bag. I think a lot of times he makes even his own liberal friends see red simply because he'll come out and talk about something that sounds almost very common sense. But at other times he also seems to want to follow that liberal pattern. And quite frankly, Captain, the narrative of the idea that President Trump didn't do things fast enough, et cetera, et cetera, well, nobody evidently in Bill Maher's orbit is going to want to point the finger squarely at China and the World Health Organization. I mean, it's just plain as day that there was misinformation. Even Dr. Fauci, has also talked about this.
Yep.
This is the heart of the matter. And to somehow think that President Trump is responsible, I heard one network news anchor person say, what is his culpability in all of this? As if to say the President of the United States has culpability for this. I mean, this is the word usage is really just off the charts when it comes to how they're trying to literally frame President Trump for something else.
Yeah, and they're still calling him racist when he calls it the China virus.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'm coming right back after the top of the hour. Kyle Lawrence is going to stick around with me for another couple of segments. We still got plenty of stuff to talk about. We're going to get into the farmers, talk about them, because they've been pushed around, shoved around. They got a little bit of help yesterday. We'll tell you what that was. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back, top of the hour news, and then I'll be back, hour number two of the weekend edition of Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.